morning. Glad to see everybody up in the front here. If there's anybody else that wants to come up and sit in the front, there's a few left. Who has the first song? I know on the back of our book here, the appendix, I think they are all from the, most all of them, good part of them, are from the children's book. And we know them, so those would be some good numbers. Or if you don't know a number, but you have a song, you probably know it by memory, you can just tell me what song you want to sing, and I'm sure we can make our way through it. So, which song, William?
51.
51. Is that in the children's book? Or is it that? Do you know which one you want to sing?
51 is, I'm not sure if we know it in this one.
If I know this one. No. They know the tune to this, we can do the first and last verse.
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed.
Sing number 9.
Careful little hands what you do.
down in tender love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. There's a Father up above, looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Watch your eyes, your ears, your lungs, your hands, your feet. There's a Father up above, looking down with tender love. Watch your eyes, your ears, your lungs, your hands, your feet.
Yes, there's a lot of good verses to that. I know there's another one we can sing. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. And oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. That's another one, isn't it? All very important, aren't they? All right. Did we get our song, or was that about?
It was
in the air. Give us
off? Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I was just picking it. Emily. 39. All right. Maybe the first and last verse.
Deep, deep
All right. Why don't we see if anybody wants to say a verse, and then we can always change more, and we'll have a little talk. Is there anybody that has a verse that they want to say? Okay. Emily, do you want to say one? Each one of us, and we just pray that each one here knows Thee as their personal Savior, and if not, they would put their trust in thee today. And we just would pray this. We just pray for the message, that it would be simple, that each one could understand, be encouraged. And so we just pray these things and thank thee for thy love. In thy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. What is this?
A light ball. Right.
What is this supposed to do?
Make light.
Make light. Right. So when does it make light?
When you turn it off.
Produce light. It's got to be plugged in, doesn't it? So this light bulb here, if I just hold it, you're saying it's never going to shine. Never going to shine. What if I hold it for a long time? Doesn't make a difference?
No.
No? Okay, so it has to be plugged in. That's what you're saying. Okay. All right. So we plug it in, and then it'll shine. That's what you're saying?
Well, plug it into your window.
Oh, you plug it in something else, too?
No.
You don't think it'll just shine like this? No, you're right. It does have to be plugged in. Okay. So, it's plugged in. Still is not giving off light.
You have to turn on the switch.
Oh, turn on the switch. That's right.
Oh, batteries.
Oh, batteries? No, there's no batteries in it. You know what? I know. I'm kind of picking on you, Isaac. There's power there. You know where the power is sitting? It is right there. But it's not going to shine because it's sitting right there. All we have to do is push that button. You know what? When you think about what is really going on here, we have a generating, we have a power plant somewhere, right? Somebody put that in. They put in transmission lines. There's substations. There's wires coming into this building. There's a lot of work. There's hours of work. Power sitting right there. Yeah. And nobody's too afraid of it being a little bit dark, are they?
No.
Okay. So all it takes is just to push this button. And we've got light, right? And there it is. Now we're sitting in this room. We're sitting in the darkness. All we had to do was just push the button. Right. Who here is staying at the hotel? Who's gone in and just tapped the wall and the lights come on? It's so simple to be in lightness, isn't it? It takes like no effort. But you know what? There's electricians that worked here for hours to make it possible that you could do that. And you know what? What does it take for us to be saved? Isaac? Right. Right. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That easy. We have a song that says, at the heart's door, the Savior's waiting. Right? At the heart's door. Did it take any work? For us? No. Did somebody else have to do work? Somebody else have hours of work? 3 hours of darkness? Yeah. Doesn't take us any effort. Sometimes we think of just pushing the button and we have light. But we don't know what went in and what all is behind it to make it work. And you know what? For our sins to be washed away, the Lord Jesus has made it so simple. He's at the heart's door. He's right there. And all we have to do is accept Him. He's already done all the work. For us to have lights in our hotel room, for us just to flick a switch here, the work's all done. All we have to do is just use the switch. Don't you think that they would be pretty confused or upset if we went into our hotel rooms in the dark and we stubbed our toe on the bed and said, why don't you just tap the wall? And you know, the Lord Jesus, he laid down his life for us. And here he is at the heart's door knocking. And all we have to do is open the door and let him in. It's that simple. We had the power here, sitting right here, and all we had to do was just push the button. Well, my other thing I wanted to talk about is the Lord Jesus has said in John 8:12, it says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So the Lord Jesus is the light of the world, isn't he? Is this world a dark place? What does that mean, this world is a dark place? What does that mean, Beth? The sun's outside, I had to put the curtains shut to get it darker in here. Full of sin, right? We have that song, I think it is actually in this book, of My Heart Was Stained With Sin. We sang it in Stellarton, My Heart Was Black With Sin. Sin is black, isn't it? It's darkness. And we sang in our song here, let's see, which verse is it that... Many kinds of darkness in this world abound, sin and wanton sorrow, so we must shine. And so this world is a dark place, isn't it? And then we have a verse, maybe somebody can read it for me. Matthew 5:16. If somebody has enough light, maybe somewhere in the front here. Okay, do you have enough light to be able to see it? I can move it over for you too.
I got it.
You got it?
5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Right. Right. Let your light so shine. So, what does light do when this is completely dark? If I turn this off, it's hard to tell what color shirt everybody's wearing. It's hard to tell who's here. We turn it on, and then the light reveals. I don't want to have more light, but that's okay. It gets the point across. So the light reveals, doesn't it? And it reveals things that sometimes we don't realize are there, you know. I do electrical for a living, and so we were into a house this past week, and we went into a place, and there was a man who said that his house was rewired. And all the wiring was up to date, it was all good, it was all new. And you looked at it, there was new light fixtures, it looked really good. And we took down one of the light fixtures, and it was old wire that we call knob and tube. We went up into the attic, and who has here ever been in an attic? Yeah, all right. Who's been in the attic on a summer day? Who likes being there? Okay. All right, so, is there a lot of light in the attic? Pretty dark, isn't it? Well, I came with a light different than this, and I looked down, and there is a hole in the floor where we opened a piece of, we opened the boards up, and we looked above the light, and another light, and here, the light revealed to me that it had been done wrong. What the man said was done was not done. But you wouldn't have known. It's in darkness, you wouldn't see it. You couldn't see it. And so, that's what the Lord Jesus has done, isn't he? He's revealed that we know that we are in darkness, that we're in sin. That we have that sin nature, that we need to be saved. And we can reveal that because when we're saved, what is it? It's like this light bulb, when it started, right? We take it out of there. It has no light. The light's not coming from this light bulb. It's coming all the way from some power plant somewhere, all the way through all the lines and coming up and coming through here. And so this light bulb just gives it off. So we can each be like this light bulb, can't we? How can we shine for the Lord Jesus? Like the verse that Caleb read, how can we shine for the Lord Jesus? Isaac?
By doing righteous things for the Lord.
Righteous things for the Lord, yeah. Yeah. What else? Matthew?
Preaching the gospel.
Right. Right. So, who knows of an example in the Bible of somebody that was shining their light? And?
Paul.
That's exactly what you think of Paul and Silas? That's what I was thinking of. Right. Paul and Silas. Right. Exactly. How were they shining the light? Singing. Right. They were singing and praising God. So how is that like shining the light? Because you know there's actually a verse in it that says that the jailer asked for a light to come in. So, and they were singing at midnight, so it was probably dark. So how does that seem like a light? Is it kind of like because the light revealed when they were singing and they were praising God, and here there was this earthquake, and the prisoner realized he needed to be saved. And what did he say? I already quoted it. What did he say, Isaac?
Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
What must I do to be saved? That's right. So they were shining their light. And because of it, was the prisoner saved? His whole house was saved. Yeah. That's great. Now, what about what happens, William? If we're out at the grocery store, or maybe we're out somewhere, and we say, we're going to go to Sunday school. Mommy says, we're going to go to Sunday school. And we say, I don't want to go to Sunday school. Oh, it's so boring, I don't want to go to Sunday school. What happens to our light? Saying Jesus bids us shine, says, and our light grows dim. Light's still there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's growing dim. Mm-hmm. Can we do things that make our light grow dim?
Yes.
Yeah? What's an example of that? What do you think, Emily? We're doing bad things. You think of Paul and Silas? We're sitting in the prison, they were complaining. Why are we in here? I don't want to be in here. And why are we still here? I thought we'd already get out. And they're complaining, I'm cold. I'm sore. I don't think this is right. Do we complain sometimes? Yeah? Is that just the children that complain? No? No? See the faces on the old ones? Here? No? No? So, do you think it's just children that their light can go dim? No? Would they, you don't think the, if they were complaining the whole time, you think the prisoner might have ended up saved? Or the jailkeeper? You think? You know, do we have any recording that they complained? No, we have, it said that they sang and that they praised, they were praising to the Lord. They let their light shine. And here, the jailkeeper was saved because of it. And so, we have in the song that we sang, Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light. You in your small corner and I in mine. So we think about, you know, it's not super bright in here, but if we each had a light in here, how bright would it be? Pretty bright?
Yeah.
Very bright. And you know what? If everybody had a light in here and I shut mine off, you know what? You may not really even notice. And so I shut the curtains so we could really see this light. But if we open the curtains, turn all the lights on, this one won't shine as bright. But that's not the point. We can't just say, well, Mr. Mullen's shining his light, so I don't need to. Is that what the Lord Jesus says?
No.
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 Well, as long as Mommy and Daddy do, then I don't need to, right? Well, are Mommy and Daddy always with you when you're at school or wherever, even if we're just playing around at a conference here? No. Maybe there would be maybe sometime when we would go to Sunday school, maybe we'd be nervous about sitting up front. And, you know, we can shine for a light. And maybe we'd say, here, come sit by me. You know, at Truro Conference that happened. Yep. There was a little girl who said to another girl, here, come sit by me. And she was nervous of sitting up there. And here she came up and sat next to her, and then they had a nice time. They were sitting there. So, even when we're little, we can shine our light for the Lord Jesus, can't we? We don't just rely on the Lord Jesus has said that we should shine our lights, shouldn't we? Right? Because we have those verses, right? That in Luke 8, and we know these verses, Luke 8, 16. Says 16, no man when he hath lighted a candle covereth it with a vessel or put it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter may see the light. So I put this light up high, right? Because then it shines more. We don't put all our lights on the floor, do we? We have them up in the ceiling, and they shine and they light the whole room, right? But you know, I have to tell you honestly, there's times in my life where I know that maybe I'd be a little bit nervous. I'd kind of hide the light a little bit because I didn't know what kids at school might think. And I was a little shy and I missed the opportunity to shine my light. Or, you know, my actions, maybe sometime, even at work, people are making fun of somebody else or they're joking around and I laugh along. And then what happens? My light is growing dim. So it's something that we all need to hear, isn't it? We need to be reminded of. Because when the power is out, and you light a candle, you put it away in some corner and then hide something over it. No, we let it shine. We want it to light up the room. Right? We want it to light up the room. So, just a little reminder that we can shine our lights for the Lord Jesus. Something that we constantly need, isn't it? Because we know that the Lord Jesus has said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, right? So, with God's word, we can shed that and we know where we're going, right? You know, on our way here, we were coming in on the highway and we're moving right along, and here I saw some flashers on the other side of the highway. And there was some emergency vehicles there, and then there was traffic backed up. And we kept driving, and there was more traffic backed up, and more, and kept going. And then we kept on going, and then we saw where traffic was still flowing, and they didn't get there yet. And of course, around here, there's turns and bends and hills. And I thought, look at those people there. They think they're just going down the highway. Maybe they need to get somewhere at a certain time, and they think traffic's flowing great. We're not in Toronto or Montreal, we'll get there, no problem. Right? But then they were about to see a lot of lights, a lot of red lights. They were going to see taillights. They didn't know what was ahead of them. And you know, sometimes you'll see cars on the other side, they'll flash their lights if there's danger. Sometimes a warning. And light tells us that, doesn't it? God's word tells us that there's coming a time when there will be outer darkness. Outer darkness. Does anybody like to stay in the darkness for a long, long time? No. No. We get called into people's houses because they want more light. They're tired of straining their eyes and they want more light so they can see. And so here these cars were about to find out from warning lights and the brake lights that they were going to have to stop. And so that's what we use our headlights for, right? We don't drive Does your mom and dad drive at night with the headlights off in the darkness? They want to know where they're going. And so we have this light, don't we? It tells us where we're going. It gives us direction, so we know. We know where to go. And, you know, sometimes, if you're ever driving along, sometimes you'll see from the headlights of another vehicle, you'll see a deer or a moose. Not even from your own, but from somebody else's light. And when we shine off our light, you know, when we're working, sometimes we have multiple lights, and I'll see from another one's light, I'll see what I needed to see. And, you know, that's what Paul and Silas did. They gave off, they shined their light for the Lord Jesus. And here they realized that they needed a Savior. And they asked, what must I do to be saved? And they were saved. And so how important it is that they shine their light. All right, well, I don't want to go too long. So let's sing. Maybe we'll just sing one more. If somebody has one more. Hurt your eyes, it's so bright now. All right. Who else has a song? Mr. Drown.
21. In the appendix.
21 in the appendix. All right. Jesus wants me for a son.
Right.
Jesus wants me
for a son to shine for him each day. In every way try to please him, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him. Jesus wants me to be loving and kind to all I see, showing how pleasant and happy his little one can be. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him. I will ask Jesus to help me to keep my heart from sin, showing to others his goodness and always shine for him. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him.
Okay, let's sing one more. Goes along with the verse I read, this little light of mine. Right? Everybody know that one? I think it's in our book. This little light of mine. All right? Okay. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan pull it out. I'm going to let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I never ever shall know. I'm gonna let it shine. I never ever shall know. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All right, let's just look to the Lord.
Loving God and Father, we just thank Thee for being that perfect light. And Lord Jesus, what an example we have. And so, Lord Jesus, we just ask for help for each one of us, that we can just be a sunbeam for Thee. And so we just pray for just especially that this weekend and for this conference here and the testimony we can be here. And just that as we go back to our homes and back to our jobs and school or neighborhoods, that we can just shine for Thee. And so just ask for help in that, that we'd have the courage and we'd have the strength to. And so we just pray again that if there's any here that are still just in darkness, that are, have not accepted thee, have not opened the door, just so simple to open the door. And so, Lord, we would just pray that we, that each one here has accepted thee as their Savior, has asked thee into their heart to wash away their sins. So we just would pray this, and we thank thee for thy love and for dying for us. Just ask for help and guidance for the remainder of the day, too. In the precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.